How y'all doing today? My name is Lena. We are in Morning Minutes going through the Gospel of John. We have been learning so much. I hope you've been enjoying it. I'm going to read John 12, 40-ish, I think 37 through 50. I know I read some of these verses yesterday, but I'm going to make some points today that will cover those verses. What you can't afford to still miss about Jesus. And so let me start reading in verse 37. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe. For again, Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. And Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. And I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I do not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. What you can't afford to still miss about Jesus, whether this is your first time tuning into the study or you've been listening for the past 45 sessions and you're tuning in and you're like, man, I still don't get it. Let me give you three big points here. Number one, Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. All over the Old Testament, you see it, but Isaiah is quoted here predicting that Jesus would come, that some would believe, but many would not. And that many would look and see the signs and still not believe. And we see this pattern in Jesus' days of some believing and some initially believing and then walking away, but few believing and continuing in faith. So when you look and see disbelief, do not be surprised. It has been prophesied in the past. If you see people rejecting the Savior, do not be shocked. It has been prophesied in the past. Not everyone will accept him. Many will not. Many will look and not understand the very works that Jesus would do. Pray that people's hearts would be soft. Pray that they would see that Jesus is the light and the way. Now, Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. That should encourage you. That should give you strength to show people from the Old and the New Testament how Jesus is God. And remember, that is the point of the Gospel of John, is to remind us to believe it, to believe it, to believe him. Number two, this is an awesome point. Jesus wants everyone to believe him. He wants everyone to believe in him. It is his desire that all men be saved. He wants you to accept him. He's not out to be like, oh, I only picked 10 of you and those 10 and everybody else is going to help. That is not the heart of Jesus. He came unto his own and his own did not believe in him. But to those who received him, who believed on his name, he gave the right to be called children of God. You can believe on him today. You can receive him today. I have come into the world, in verse 46, he says, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. He goes on to say, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. That was the point of him going to the cross. It was to provide a way of salvation to us. He wants to save you. Listen, what an honor to call him Savior. He shouts out his message in the face of rejection. He reiterates the truth in the midst of darkness. He reminds us over and over again that he and the Father are one. Jesus is making no apology to the fact that he is God, that he came to save you and me. Listen, this is a good Father. This is a good God who does this. This is a God who loves his people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And you guys know my second favorite verse, my favorite verse in that bunch is verse 18. For whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the Son, only Son of God. But we can, but you can. And lastly, so Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Jesus wants everyone to believe in him. And then thirdly, Jesus promises eternal consequences to our choices. This is sad but true. This could be the best news in the world for you or the worst news in the world for you. If you have received him, if you believe in him, then you have been promised eternal life. And in John chapter 12, we're reminded of that. Now, the good news, Christian, and you know it, This is not the end of the road for us. This is just a stepping stone into eternity. And our life started the moment we accepted Jesus, but we are going to live forever in eternity with the Lord. What we do today matters eternally. You should be motivated to live in faith, by faith, and obey the Lord and live in His Word and know Him and get to know Him more, worship Him more, because eternity matters. Are you making choices that honor the Lord eternally? Are you living as if you believe that you've been given eternal life? And if you do not believe, the tragedy is that you will eventually be judged eternally as well. The good news, again, is that you can receive Jesus today. Listen, I'm not a Southern Baptist preacher. I can't, you know, I'm not trying to scare you into getting saved. I'm just telling you what Jesus said, who He is, what He did. And it is up to you to make a decision on what you want to do with Him. Those who do believe will move from darkness to light. That is the promise. So let me ask you today as we end, how have you changed since coming to Jesus? Have you come to Jesus? Have you given Him your life? And if not, will you do it today? Hey, if you have, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Today's a short teaching. You got an extra minute to go and brush your teeth and do whatever you need to do. Rejoice in that today and give praise to the Lord. Tell someone about Jesus, won't you? And I'll see you guys tomorrow.